This is Satanarchy, episode 92, for February 16th, 2011. Pray for Anna.
I love cheese!
Episode 91 of Satanarchy live is now on ComedyPipe.com. Good evening, ladies and germs. Hey, how about that old fucking joke?
Comedy Pipe. ComedyPipe.com.
ComedyPipe.com.
Yeah, Barnum got kicked in the nuts and sang herself a song.
Yeah, I definitely did that. That was pretty helpful.
92. In our ever quest to get better, we were screaming that this was episode 90 last week, and we were wrong. It was 91.
We are never going to know.
The actual numbers actually don't matter.
It's for our own
edification.
So as long as we get to 100, 110, yeah, we're going to have parties throughout them to...
Because we can be assured that weeks, you know, at least we're at episode 100.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Anyway, folks, thank you for joining us tonight. Everybody listening to ComedyPipe.com right now, I see many IP addresses. Wow. I can't tell if any of them have tits, but that's a fault of technology. We need to improve that kind of technology. We need to figure that out.
It's that daggone Skype, man.
Skype.
You need to get them Skype people up on a Satanarchy thing, man.
They need to put like a panty sniffer in there or something.
Panty sniffer?
Pantysniffer.exe.
Yeah.
You need a panty sniffing virus. Folks!
You know, ain't no dudes even gonna call in there, even if there was funny, though. Because, you know, it'd be like, man, they're panty sniffers.
Let me make sure we're actually going.
We're going.
We're encoding. We just had to make sure that...
In this past three times we've on here...
It's a little more complicated going broadcasting on Comedy Pipe. In fact, I'm going to hit play on the actual stream just to make sure we hear our voices.
Hello.
Okay, hold on, this is a commercial going on. Dude, 3D, you need to fucking stop this autoplay video on ComedyPipe.com, I'll tell you what. Because it's very, very confuserating. Anyway, folks, this is Satanarchy. We are on Facebook, MySpace, not really. Nobody's on MySpace anymore. And Facebook and Twitter.
I haven't checked my MySpace.
MySpace in months.
I almost forgot how to say it.
I'm about to just cancel it just out of principle.
Can you cancel it?
What everybody does.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys hear a little bit of static in the background?
No.
It's just your ear.
My headphones being up too high.
You got spiders in your ear holes. So.
No, I think that's perfect right there. I don't hear no more. Oh man, it was so easy.
You need to oil the wheels with the mice is running inside.
You just turn the knobs.
Folks, tonight we have an epic battle of the century.
The epic battle of the century.
Oh wow! It was awesome. It was all the time.
It was quite beautiful.
Yes,
man, we went through it like 10 times.
Yeah, for the promo. Doing promos is also new to the show. We never did like promos because it was kind of like it didn't work on the other place. What we will now call the other place. Oh, also, if you want to call into the show and tell us how much we suck or how much we rock, whatever it is,
or how much your mom's vagina wants to be sucked.
How big are your mom's titties? And anything shorter than a C, I don't give a fuck about. All right.
No, dude, I like C's.
C's are all right.
No, I like B's.
B's are out of the question.
B's and C's.
I'll take B's.
Out of the question.
Oh, my gosh. You give me a fat little tush
out of question.
And a fucking B and a C. Oh,
I'll
gosh.
A flat ass.
Happy.
Give me some big old flop-a-loppers.
Really? You'll take the flat. Oh, see, I can't have the flat ass.
Yeah. Go back to your training bra, you little girl. Anyway, if your mom's a little girl, have her call us. 314-292-9159.
I like it when I can stick the whole boob in my mouth.
It's called a...
Okay, let me just give you a fucking a cupcake to eat for the rest of your life. Give me the smorgasbord, bitch. Smorgasbord.
He wants flame mignons, I guess, for the rest of his life. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, flame mignons
and rump roast.
That, you know what flame mignons look like? A tenderloin. It looks like a big old fucking wang. You queer.
I don't know what you look at tenderloins. I eat them when they put them out in a restaurant wrapped in bacon. That's what I know.
Yeah,
give me two big watermelon titties, a flat ass, and Arby's between your legs. Big old watermelon titties.
No, that was great.
Actually, watermelon titties would be horrifying.
Yeah, no shit.
They're shaped like that.
You didn't hear the last part of it, though.
Oh, and Arby's?
Arby's between your legs.
Yeah.
Roast That's
beef?
The worst, man.
It's just hanging, swinging.
Oh,
yeah.
No. I don't like that. I don't like that either.
I
like what Bill Hicks said.
I want a
slit framed by a fucking paper cut framed by a piece of cotton candy. That's what I like.
Whoa.
Turn around, look at her asshole. It's
a piece
like a pink quivering rabbit nostril.
What the hell did you just go to?
Bill Hicks, uh-oh, we got a knock on the door.
It looks like an axe gash.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think a black person's about to walk in.
Oh, shut the hell up.
Nope. Wrong black person.
See, I told you.
It's only Annabana Bofana.
Asshole.
Why am I an asshole? Black people.
You're so fired.
I'm not fired.
You're fired.
Actually, our sound effects board is kind of anemic. There's a little glitch somewhere. I can't pull up our sounds for some reason. I can only pull in things like this.
Oh, wow. Now I got a boner.
Let me never play that again, then.
That.
Play the fart noise.
Anna, there's 19 headphones over there if you want to go grab one. We got countdowns. We got that epic battle of hip hop versus metal bracket, sort
of
Sweet 16 style.
And you know what really sucks?
What?
Nothing. Because I'm actually in real hip hop, like rap.
Yeah, you've been like.
I've been listening to this shit for like 2 or 3 days.
You've been irrigating your hip hop roots and be like, oh, I remember that shit.
Man,
yeah,
it's like the flowers are blooming
the
and
flowers
shit.
Flowers are blooming.
I want to go skateboard again. I got my old California shorts on and a long sleeve shirt. Oh, dude, I want to kick this shit right in the dick, dude. Straight up, everybody. Everybody's getting kicked in the dick.
Not me.
Not me.
You can't kick that high.
That was so wrong. That'd be so bad though. I whooped your ass, nigga. That's pretty fast.
Wing.
Here's a sound effect called Zalax.
What?
That sounds like what the hell is
that? Sounds like a rip.
Right there.
The dark colored one, not the red one. Not the red one, Anna. She's trying to plug in her headphones to our little doohickey.
She's ripped.
She's ripped. Anna is behind your head.
Yeah, she's ripped.
Whoa.
Look. Look. No, that's like a pants slitting or something like that. It's
like, no.
Hold on. All right.
No, it's not that. No, I can't
can
even defend
hear?
Myself.
Can you
yes,
hear?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes.
No, you're ripped.
No, I'm not ripped. Just because I have a bunch of beers and I'm ripped, that means I'm drunk, asshole.
No,
first of all, I had to plug in a couple things.
You got wires like hanging off your head?
But that's sexy. You don't know about me. My sex look is fucking.
It's that Star Trek sex appeal.
Oh, yeah. Big ears, random ears, big faces, and random talk. That's how I roll.
Hey, I think actually tonight might be an hour and a half show tonight.
No, it might
could
be.
It could be a good time.
An hour and 45 minutes.
Well, before we get to anything else, folks, because we need to discuss something very important. This show is brought to you out of a labor of love of 3D and us. No, it's 3D's deal, the man who runs Comedy Pipe. But, folks, if you like this show, if you listen to the podcast, go to ComedyPipe.com and donate to your right side of the page. Donate $1, $2,
donate 50 cents. I mean, well, shit.
That's actually below the limit.
Oh,
well. Goddamn Loch Ness Monster showed up. He said, donate. He said, how much you need? It's about 0.350.
Well, I'm down for that. I'm down for that, man. Anything, absolutely. Anything, keep the calls going to where we're going to have a good sound, good fucking element.
Yes.
Everything's cool, man.
Yes.
Donate $1.
That's what I said.
Donate $1. What the hell? You're going to go to Jack in the Box, and you can get an hour of comedy. Or you go to Jack in the Box and get two tacos.
That tastes horrible.
Some people don't know what Jack in the Box is.
No, but it's something that you taste horrible and then
Ferguson and find out what it is.
What is it? You regret tomorrow?
Oh, whatever you say.
Jack in the Box tacos.
Donate now or this is the sound you're gonna hear when you wake up. Now I'm having fun with my
you know what? That's,
default sound effects.
You know how much money that was right there?
What?
It goes. Okay, so each one of those fucking shells are probably like
$2.
Almost.
How about just this one?
Oh, cheap.
Wait, I have a question.
What?
Barnum, why does your dog chew on every piece of fabric that's on
it's
your body?
It's called puppy.
Yeah, it's a puppy.
It's a Pupa Luppers.
Tell him no.
He is super cute, though.
Tell him no.
No.
No, like tap him on the nose?
No.
Or tap him right where he's like where he's chewing and say no. Because he doesn't need to be doing that shit.
Aries, no.
No, bad dog.
Say no.
Oh,
yeah.
He's so cute. Oh.
So yesterday I was at some old lady's house fixing her computer. And she had a poodle, right? And the poodle wanted to jump on me when I got in. Of course, because it's the dog. And the old lady's like, no! Sit down! Bad boy! Bad boy! Bad boy! So I go down in the basement. I'm fixing the computer. Turns out the lady has a parrot. And the parrot...
Oh, it's so funny.
And the parrot... I'm sitting there. I hear, bad boy! Bad boy! I'm like, that dog is in hell.
Could you imagine that dog sitting
that
there?
Dog
it's
like, just like,
okay.
Wakes up, go eat, sleeps... Bad boy,
all
bad
day long.
Boy.
He wakes up pissed.
Yeah, the owner is telling a bad boy. The parrot's telling a bad boy. The dog wants to eat the parrot, and it's not even going to be a good meal. And it's probably going to get his eyes clawed out, too.
Yeah. Fucking poor dog. But it was an ugly-ass poodle, and I hate poodles.
Dude, so, you know,
who likes
you know
poodles?
Poodles?
Nobody.
No one.
You know the actual
come here, poodle.
Poodle? Yo, they used to be the king's dog. And are the queen's dog because the
and
poodle
that's why
would be
we
a
no
terrier.
Longer have monarchies,
right?
Hell yeah,
Your Highness!
Gold save the queen.
Gold save the queen. That was pretty good, right there.
Gold save the queen.
So yeah, we're still sitting here at Satanarchy with a lot of knowledgeable information for your assholes.
What? What?
A little bit of knowledge for their assholes.
I was like, what?
I can say this all day long. It's like it was my fucking sleep.
Dude, you are in love with those sound effects.
No, I'm not.
Hey, we got to get the clips of all the other shit that we play with.
Like what?
With like, oh, fuck, who was it? Okay, you got Big Trouble Little China. Okay, you got the two egg, and you got the older guy. You got Kanye West. Kanye West was
Kanye
fucking hilarious.
Kanye West is weak.
Okay, Mr. T, you got to find the right ones with the right sound, because a lot of them are all bullshit.
Right.
You know,
pay the boo, sucker.
You got to get Goonies.
Hey, you guys.
You got to get Spaceballs. Oh, some of the ones from... who's it? Harrison
Sylvester
Ford.
Sylvester Stallone.
No, Harrison
was
Ford.
Fucking pretty good.
You said Sylvester Stallone.
That was awesome.
That's just funny.
It's like Rocky. It's like Adrian.
Dude, I watched
Adrian.
Yeah.
Dog, right. What are you eating?
Hey, yo.
I just watched the trailer from his porno that he put out.
Why would you do that?
Dude, it's a fucking trailer. Like, they're really... They didn't
a trailer?
Sometimes a man walks across the... A plane.
That's how old that
finds out he's gay.
That's how old that porno is. It has a trailer.
When he goes to Sylvester Stallone.
It was originally called...
He's gay.
Kitty in the
he's
Stud
a
or something like that.
Oh, look what I just
Quit
found.
Eating, Doc. Come here.
Guys, look what I just found. I found my sound effects. Anyway. Let's do a little fucked up news, children's. How about that?
Look, you need to quit calling everybody children, because I don't know who the fuck, man.
I'm the old guy here. You're all kids to me.
Look,
fuck you.
I'm fucking 29 years old. You don't call me a children.
Hello, children.
Hello, children.
I'm 25 years old.
And you're knocking
and
shit
yes,
over.
Please call me a children child.
Come here, you toddlers.
Whoa. Take it easy on the toddlers. But children, kid, I'm all
Come
right
here,
with
you
that.
Zygotes.
No. Oh. No.
Hey.
No.
What the fuck are you calling me a zygote for?
Right, a zygote is a pre-gestural gestation fucking blasticon or whatever.
Gestration?
What the hell is a blasticon?
Get that fucking shit out of
me. Here's the thing. I just called y'all names. You didn't even know. So you're like, whoa.
No, I know
what it is.
It's not even a good word, though.
The thing is, Brian, is we are amongst mere children that know nothing of this.
Children as in not me, but you.
Uneducated individuals.
I'm like, hey,
they used to play Dungeons and Dragons.
I see that you too also have a double-bladed lightsaber as used by Darth Maul in Star Wars Episode 1, though it appears that yours has been taken out of the package and used by a mere child.
Yes, sir.
You're a googly moogly. I'm one of the 22.
Right.
Okay, anyway, fucked up news.
All right, I'm looking for a little fucking fuck up news. What the fuck?
Fuck.
Ow! Blew my head off there, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, our first song, we should have Onyx and Biohazard.
I might have that.
We didn't do any collabs.
Huh?
We didn't do any collaborations, did we?
Not in our future battle.
Try to love every bond in white.
Oh, here's gonorrhea is stealing our DNA.
Only for you. Only for you.
Well, yeah, it's only one at once.
Well, when you smack yourself in the dickhead every day, the kid's going to come out funny.
Not cool, diarrhea. Not cool, gonorrhea. Not cool. First you move in, you give us painful urination, and now it turns out you're borrowing our DNA without asking. You're the world's worst roommate. Researchers at Northwestern University have discovered a sequence of human DNA in a number of samples of Neisseria gonorrhea, the gonorrhea bacterium. It's not yet clear what the DNA is doing there.
My Whoa. CPU is a no-net processor.
No. You know what that means. If you're in college, wrap it up or you're going to be fucked.
Apparently, this thing is not without precedent. Aaron Brown for the Los Angeles Times reports that scientists have observed similar genetic transfers across species, including relatively frequent transfers between different bacteria, between bacteria and viruses, or between bacteria and other microbes such as yeast. But Rebecca Boyle at Popular Science notes that this is the first time that scientists have seen a bacteria pick up genes rather than disposing them.
See, that's crazy, dude. It's like it's breeding itself.
Yep.
So
that's a new STD.
No, it's probably like
it's a hydro STD.
Maybe if I take
it's
a chunk,
you can't get
that
can, away with.
Maybe
yeah.
I take a
you
chunk can, of
it'll
human.
Always, it'll always
regenerate.
Out its way. Yeah.
It'll regenerate.
Yeah.
Well,
every
it's probably
time.
Doing. It probably does it because it could maybe get an advantage.
And
my
gonorrhea
has detailed files
world.
On my
okay.
genetic.
Okay.
Here goes this guy.
That's it. I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to start posting up on Facebook. I'm going to say, fuck eHarmony.
Whoa. Well,
what's
you're
up,
telling
ladies?
A little bit more about yourself than you need to.
Well, the you're going to see it on Facebook soon, so it's good.
Gonorrhea.
You dick. I ain't getting that shit. That shit's crazy.
Okay, it's like that fucking spray paint chemical that you don't know about until like 10 years later, you know.
No, it's just like Tylenol. What is it? Tylenol or some other?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Tylenol.
Tylenol, it's like, oh, now it's like, if you get this, this, and this, we're basically going to sue the shit out of you.
Because how many off-branches and fucking below-the-media Tylenol was actually produced?
And this was like
that
just
wasn't actually Tylenol.
Right on. This was like announced like a couple days ago and today.
That was
It's real bad.
It was a couple days ago. Like, we were talking about that.
There's like rip-off Tylenol or something?
No, but it says Tylenol in general. Oh. It's like
call
Brown
& Crouppen if you use Tylenol.
Right on, yeah. And we've been using it for like 20 years. We're all...
You drink water. Call Brown and Crouppen.
Right.
Shit.
Fuckwads.
Aspirin, Advil. You start going to Advil.
If you have a headache, please just...
you have cancer.
No, if you have a headache, please just appreciate it, because if not, if it continues...
Suffer.
You're going to die.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Correct.
I'm just telling you, everybody's going to have to wake up in the year 2030 and snort a line of... Advil or Tylenol and go about the day with Colt 45.
It's not
going to
happen. We're going to die next year.
Right. Oh. 2012.
Hey. If we go out,
atheist.
If we go out, real North County, we should all go to fucking Little Creek.
Mr. Atheist believes in the Mayan calendar.
I don't really fucking believe
Little Creek. Little Creek, just fucking, just get the band set up, get generators, fuck. You'll see it coming because it's one of the highest places next to the city.
All the ladies in the house say,
No, dude, what the hell did he say right there? That's great.
He says,
all the ladies in the house say, Holland, the kind and the feeling and the farting.
Feeling and the farting.
He said something about ladies
high,
and
high
dude.
Decline and... High to climb in the feeling in the morning.
Yeah, that's an impression of Jerry Lewis.
Wow.
I can't stop feeding my face.
That was me eating pizza. And I couldn't stop feeding my face at night.
No, he could not.
I want to hear some more fucked up news like gonorrhea time.
All right.
Man, that shit's scary, dude. Well, I'm not having sex no more.
Gonorrhea is
I'm going to the
us.
Clinic tomorrow. Motherfucking what's up?
Barnum, you better, because you never know, man.
What doesn't
I
kill
know,
you only
damn
makes you
dogs,
stronger.
Man. They're everywhere.
Remember that.
Facebook will be baked into dozens of mobile devices. There's Facebook phones coming out with Facebook buttons to go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, Facebook on the phone.
What?
They're ridiculous. Our technology news
segment.
I found
a little thing fucked up about cell phones today.
What?
Each cell phone has about $1.58 worth of gold in it. And if you were to...
beat up everybody
if you were to extract,
and take all their gold.
No, if you were to extract the gold from all the cell phones
gold!
That are thrown
fuck
away,
you
would
I got
have
your gold.
$150 million.
Say what?
Oh, my God. Go dumpster, go
if you
dumpster
were to
diving,
take
though.
And extract the gold from all of the cell phones that are thrown away in 1 year, you would have $150 million worth of gold.
So,
okay.
And
it would take
so
you
are you trying to say you're a dumpster diver?
It would take you $200 million
maybe,
to fucking
yes.
collect it.
Okay, right. Now
you're
he's
Verizon
going
Wireless,
to do it.
How
no.
you
Verizon,
say,
I'm Verizon. Don't
your,
talk shit.
I'm saying, so am I. I'm saying,
are they in
like, pagers? Like, they have, like, boxes set
hey,
up.
Hey, hold
their,
up. Shut up.
No,
shut up.
Here.
Shut up.
On.
Hey, shut up. Shut up.
You shut up, Barnum.
No, this is the show.
Real shit.
This is the show. You chill. Is
we're
it
going
in pagers?
What?
Yeah, there's gold in pagers, too.
Yes. Oh, what's up? I got pagers and old cell phones out the ass.
He's got a fucking
I'm
bag full of pagers.
I'm going to get me a nugget ring.
You probably got about $5 worth.
Hell yeah.
But I'm saying, like, Verizon Wireless and all the other carriers, they got those boxes in their buildings that say, you know, turn in your old cell phones here. If you set one of those up and collected a shit ton of
them. Yeah, I got Best Buy, like I was just at today.
Yeah there you go.
For cold viruses, zinc may edge out even chicken soup. Zinc is actually, they found, good for colds.
Oh, yeah. This was...
Yeah.
Well, they said that, and then zinc people actually shit. Were like, well, yeah, you've been tested, really.
No, zinc is an element.
The thing that sucks, though, is and like when was... you take zinc and then you drink Mountain Dew or, like, drink orange juice...
You explode.
No, you get, like, this shit smell in your mouth.
It smells like shit.
Boo this man!
No! No, don't boo my man. No! I'm vetoing that boo. What if he's for real?
No, it is for real.
We gotta put it to a test.
Let's do it. I got some zinc shit in my house.
I got some zinc and orange juice.
Look, next week we're gonna do this.
Because I always take zinc when
I
get cold.
Okay, since you ain't gotta work, you're gonna take some zinc as a Mountain Dew, and we're gonna smell your breath and find out if it really smells like shit.
Okay. Zinc and Mountain Dew?
Yeah,
it's like anything with citrus in it.
Ooh. So it's just the acid. And
like, yeah, it's like
acid,
the citric acid. Yeah, when it mixes with the zinc, it's almost like that sulfur fart smell is like just like stuck in your fucking mouth.
You ain't getting laid that weekend.
Right, exactly. It smells like you've been out in the backyard eating all the dog shit up.
How about we just take a zinc pill? How can you break down a zinc pill
open
and
up
then
your
put
mouth.
It in with some citric, like some more
Well,
juice.
The ones I got, they're like cough drops. And you, when you're sucking on one
that?
Of those, I know what we can do.
What?
I'll chew up one of those zinc pills and drink a bunch of Mountain Dew, and then I'll breathe into a jar and trap it, and I'll bring it over here and be like, "Here, what does this smell like?" I guarantee you'll say either farts or poop or both.
That's just gross, man.
Folks, we're going to play a song now.
How'd you like that?
In the spirit of the battle that we're going to start next. After the song, we're going to do our metal versus hip hop. We're going to play a little Onyx, and Biohazard.
Oh yes,
it's called Slam.
Yes.
If any of you are old and older than you know. We're about not. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Just
I'm like
shut
that.
Up.
I'm like that fucking
just
lady.
Shut up. Let's go. Come on, old lady.
Onyx, Biohazard, Slam, Satanic. Be right back, kids.
My pants, the mad author of anguish, my language. She got 10, 50 fingers as the imitation, a figment of your imagination. But wait, it gets worse. I'm not watered down, so I'm dying of thirst. Coming through with the scale, pull through plan. B-boys make the noise, just fail.
Prince of Darkness, arch enemy, father of evil, hellborn demon.
Hell no, whoa. We're back on Satanarchy. Renee just walked in with some Farachis. Oh, Snooki. Yo, keep the dog away from that pizza. World famous, epic Farachis pizza up in the house. I'm going to try and grab a slice of this, y'all.
This is fucking amazing.
Fucking amazing. Couldn't come back with to a better thing than Farachi's pizza in my hand.
This pizza is fucking amazing. I've never had it before.
Oh, yeah.
As he's stuffing his face.
Shut up! Quiet! I said quiet!
I'm done.
We can't talk because we got pizza in our mouth.
Buy them.
Barnum walks in and says, oh, shit.
Barnum did a double check. All right.
Is it ice cube?
Yeah.
It's waffle frost.
So, it's time, kids.
For the countdown of the century.
No, man. That was the pizza century. Just walked in the front door and it's Farachis.
Yeah. Renee kicks butt. Metal versus hip hop. This is the ultimate. Now, admittedly, we went a kind of old school. Hold on, let me turn on Anna's mic while she throws it against the wall.
I don't know.
We went
doing
a little old school. We didn't go like T-Pain or Lil Wayne because guess what? They suck.
Yeah, we went basically like
old good school.
Rap. We thought about the stuff that was actually the best.
Yeah.
And
90s.
There's bestest of their times, and that was it.
Yep. So and we're going to stop the background music.
We almost even thought about cutting off people to where they couldn't even compete because they were. So we're kind of like caught, yeah. I mean, motherfucking Farachi's pizza. That guy's okay. So good.
If you're ever in St. Louis, eat Farachi's pizza, and if you don't like it, blow your fucking head off.
Yeah. And you could eat a dick.
And eat a dick, and probably do this with your head. All right, now we have eight hip hop bands, eight metal bands against each other in a Sweet 16 style bracket. This first round is going to take a little bit, but we'll get through it, folks. First up, we're going to go with a guy who's dead.
He is way too quiet right now.
Who's dead? This guy. I'm hoping that he's listening. See your niggas coming for me. My diamonds when they glisten. Now pay attention. Bless me, please, Father. I'm a ghost. This killing feels Hail Mary. Catch me if I go. Let's go deep inside the solitary mind of a madman. Screams in the dark.
Are you really putting these two against each other? The first, I think I just seen the bracket.
What are you talking about?
Okay, yeah. Who's the second person?
Second band. That was Tupac, of course.
Yeah, I know.
So this versus these guys. That's right. Suicidal Tendencies versus Tupac.
I already know who I'm going with.
I know who I'm going with.
Yeah, I know who I'm going with too.
Since we can only have three people, and since there's a show going on in the background. Night, Bud Fairyhawk.
Yes.
What is your vote? Tupac versus Suicidal Tendencies.
I'm going with Suicidal.
Barnum.
I'm gonna go with Tupac because I know you're going for Suicidal.
Well, that might be true.
It's like poker. I know this shit.
I'm sorry, man. I think Tupac was a little bit overrated.
So do I.
I think really? Just because he died, yeah. he amplified. Oh, he was the best. No.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna go to the amount of CDs, production, and actual songs and stuff like that, they're kind of crushing.
Ooh, who
can
is?
Grab me a bush.
Who's crushing?
Yeah, I need Tupac is.
I think that would be true on opposite Please. Day.
I know. I mean,
Suicide,
I'm, dude. Trinity. I love Suicidal Tendencies. And it just sucks that those two.
Well,
had
folks,
to be the first
Suicidal
round.
Won it.
The winner is.
Institution, you're the one's crazy. Now grab you a bush.
Oh,
you didn't shave? Oh no, that's so fucked up.
Oh my goodness gracious!
Yeah.
I just got that one.
We got one question for you.
How old is it? How dry is it? How many men died during its construction?
Man, we got to have a... like a. Can we get them one speakers right here hooked up to the...
Oh. Barnum almost fell over. Like my mic is about...
No,
right
he
now,
fucked up his knee.
Oh man.
Precious knee.
That was
Next
fucking
up,
sucked.
Cannibal Corpse. We all know who Cannibal Corpse is, don't we, kids?
I know yeah. Cannibal Corpse.
Who is Cannibal Corpse? Versus a guy who I really never fucking listened to, even less than Tupac, Twista. Now, motherfucker, die. Ain't no making me bleed because I got family to feed. This will be your death, nigga. Better stay out the way while my adrenaline pumping or you can get up. I
already know who I'm going to
be. We're
New
trying to
England
be fair.
Clam chowder. Is it the red or the white?
Oy.
This sucks. This was the worst idea ever in history.
Why?
It's so favorite towards middle and all of
it. It was your
it.
Idea, dude.
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
I was drunk. Don't that ever listen to me when I'm drunk.
Cannibal Corpse versus Twista, Night Buff Herrock.
I'm going with Little Cannibal Corpse.
Little Kim. Oh, okay.
I'm going with Twista. I'm going for all the
I think
rap,
we're
going to
eliminate all the rap in the first round.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Oh, man.
Rap shall
oh,
be terminated.
Okay, so the fates have it that we actually have rap versus rap the next round.
Guys don't know nothing about it.
I do.
I do.
What do you know about it?
I know a lot about rap.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Brian.
I don't know shit. I stopped listening to hip hop in 1992.
I ain't gonna say it to you. I'm looking at him and him.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Wu Tang. Yes. Running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer, and ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglected for now, but yo, it got to be accepted.
Right here, like these speakers that they can hear it too. There it is.
Gotta plug him in though. You'd have to plug those in, though.
Plug them into that
the
other
power.
Headphone jack.
The power. You have to plug in the power, too. You have another power outlet? I don't know if you do.
Anyway, who's Wu-Tang up against?
House of Pain.
I already
Wu-Tang!
Know. Yeah, Wu-Tang. You don't even have to play it. I catch the flavor like Stephen King writes horror. If I was a Jew, yo, I'd light a menorah. A cop bombs for you, excuse me, senora. Are you a horror? Are you a lady? Is it Erica Boyer or Marshall Brady? Let me know, honey. Well, I spent all this time editing these clips up, so we're going to play them.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so Wu-Tang is my vote.
And now we have the metal versus metal competition, which I think I know the winner of. Let me cue up this music. I'm fucking spinning plates here.
You said metal versus metal.
Yeah, we had hip hop versus hip hop. Now we have metal versus metal. Slayer. Versus Iron Maiden.
I think I'm going Iron Maiden, brother.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know about this one.
Oh, Nightbutt, it's kind of a hard decision.
I'm going Iron Maiden.
It is a hard decision.
I'm going Iron Maiden.
I think I'm going to go Slayer, though. I'm a bigger Slayer fan than I am Iron Maiden.
Barnum,
I'm going for the underdog because it was so much earlier than Slayer was.
Barnum is just like running for the loser every time because it's Slayer, folks. I'm sorry. I love Iron Maiden, but I was a Slayer fan before I was an Iron Maiden fan. Sorry, kids. Iron Maiden is a loser. Iron Maiden is a loser. These guys.
No,
extra plugs
over there? No, I got the one that's behind the chair.
Next up.
You have to plug it in.
Here's an interesting battle.
Yeah.
Here are two people of culture. Sepultura. Sepultura versus... Let me pull it up. Where is he? There he is. Snoop Dogg. All the rappers in my homeboy Snoop too. So turn off the lights and close the door. But what? We don't let it hold. Yeah. So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down. Why you motherfuckers bounce to this? Oh, it's close, lay kid. Back. Sepultura versus Snoop Dogg. Barnum, who do you love more?
I'm going for Sepultura with this one.
Oh, shocking. Shocking development here.
See, look, Tupac. Snoop Dogg, fucking, he had a bunch of good-ass fucking hits in the very beginning and shit like that. But then he went fucking New Element and fucking fell off. Then he came back. Sepultura had Soulfly and a bunch of other things that were going on.
Yeah.
They kept strong the entire time.
All right, my mic is sagging.
You think it's going to hit?
Sorry, kids, I have to adjust my mic. Ugh.
Man, I'm telling you what, man, you're probably talking with like 200 people. You're talking about kids, man. You can't be talking.
Nightbutt, Fairhawk, Snoop Dogg, or Sepultura?
I'm actually going to go with Snoop Dogg on
this
one.
Oh, my God. Now you've voted for the loser.
Full shizzle, my bizzle.
Snoop Dogg, I love you, man.
Yeah, I love you, man.
I had to go play out there.
Right. He's not just an artist. He's a fucking entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a pimp.
He's on Sesame Street. What the fuck is that about?
He's a pimp.
He's got his own cereal.
It's called Smoking O's. Smoking O's, nigga.
What kind of laundry... What kind of
Bleach.
You should pick up that mic and say that joke. What kind of laundry detergent does Snoop Dogg use? Bleach.
Is that working? Like, is the speakers
working? It's
working
now because I turned down Anna, but it's working now.
It's working.
But she's not interested.
When you plugged him in, it ain't working.
Yeah, it's working. You can hear him.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh,
see, you can hear me.
Yeah, she can hear. Whoa. Ooh, yeah. All right, kiddies. Sepultura, next up. Ooh, this might piss a few people off. Another dead guy versus a band with a dead guy in it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Children of the Cornies?
Corny? Where is
the cornflakes?
Biggie. I'm a bad kid. My man Imp left a tech and a 9 at my crib. Turned himself in, he had to do a bid. A 1 to 3, he be home at end of 93. I'm ready to get this paper, G. You with me? Motherfucking right? My pocket's looking kind of tight. Alright, that was Biggie versus a band that might be the best fucking band ever. In my opinion, my favorite band ever.
Oh.
Pantera.
I don't know if I can do this. Can we have a bye?
No.
I'm going Pantera.
I'm going Pantera.
Yeah, Biggie.
See, I knew this was not going to work properly.
How is it not working properly?
Because we're so metal more towards, and I'm...
Again, your idea. And we had nothing else to do for the show. So we had to figure out something to fucking do. All right, folks. First round's coming up to a close. This one is going to be hard for me because I like both these people equally.
Both these people equally?
Both of
these. Fucking racist.
What?
The next round is... What the fuck is racist about I like both these people?
He's talking about Mr. Rogers and Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, it all makes sense now.
What the fuck?
Ice Cube. My hoes licking nuts like stamps. One fool bought the music for the yaps. But Ice Cube had more amps. Get in, bitch. Cause I had the jam on. And I don't want to hear shit about a tampon. Give me the nappy and make me happy. The versus. Pappy could just slide it on the... Probably a classic metal band, Anthrax.
I'm going Anthrax.
Going, dude.
Going Anthrax. Yeah, you're a tiebreaker now. I play poker, bitch.
Ice Cube versus Anthrax. Ooh, snap.
I'm going with Ice Cube.
I will be the bigger man and vote Ice Cube.
Fuck yeah.
Did you say the better man?
The bigger man.
The bigger man.
I'll take the high road.
Why are you questioning every word that comes out of my mouth as some kind of racist or insult or what the fuck? Hi, I'm Brian.
What?
You're racist?
What the fuck did you just say?
Did you say you're racist?
Did you just call me boy?
I call it good radio.
I call it good radio. Next up, final round of the final matchup of the first round. A band that is relatively new, but has stomped asses since they came out. Mastodon. And that stomps ass, I'm sorry. Versus 3-6 Mafia. Damn, I'm so high. All
Hey, I tell you what, though. This brings back memories.
This brings back memories of me sitting in other people's basement when I had no control of the radio.
I remember, like, black lights sitting in my basement with, like, 10 speakers hooked up to a fucking head unit.
Oh, yeah.
All of them were thumping.
Nightbutt, 666, or Mastodon. Both kind of evil.
I know. I was.
Look at you.
Oh, he's thinking about it. He's thinking about it.
Which Dark Lord do I go towards?
Yeah. Which black light do I have?
Do I actually go to 666 or somewhere back deeper?
The pit of flames or the pit of fire? Which one?
I'm going to go with 666. Only because.
See, this is exactly how I wanted it to happen.
I got other stuff. Yeah. People that were in that group that have done independent
shit. It's
going
to be a good game now.
So I'm going to go with 666.
And Mastodon wins.
Yeah!
Because I vote for Mastodon.
Oh, see, he's similar to a...
What?
It's not a...
The secret burp language.
You, sir, are a sore loser.
All right, first round's over. Folks, we're going to play a song. Come back.
What's the next song we're going to play?
Here's another metal rap mashup in the spirit.
What is it?
Oh, we're not that version.
Don't say it.
Of course.
No, man.
Why not?
What is it? Let me see it.
Why not?
What is it?
It's Run DMC and Aerosmith.
No, it's not. It's fucking Public Enemy and Anthrax. Bring the noise, bitch.
All right.
Too black.
Really? Dead Silence?
Wait a minute. That's do actually it. Not the real version. Hold on.
Do it.
We have to go on like fill time.
Go do
fill
it.
Fill time.
Have you ever filled time?
There we go. Here's the it's right version, kids. Time. Public Enemy Anthrax. Bring the noise, bitch.
What a brother, no, once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal thief. Public Enemy number one, my post and freeze. And I got numb, can I tell them, never really never had a gun. But it's the wings that determine it, it's fun. Got it, got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a problem, and I thank you all to listen to. When it can say to you, what you ought to do is follow for now. How all the people say, make a miracle, deep. I'm the lyrical, black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out.
Yeah, yo, come on.
Here we go again. The brother is madder than mad if the fact is corrupt like a senator. Soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on the rope. Cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons, I'm saying it's our music that the critics are blasting before. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters right across the country has us up for the war. We got to demonstrate.
Come on
now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations like question their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if they'll play this.
Carry it up! Bring the noise! The crowd runs to me, my DJ is warm, he's X, I call him Norm, you know. He can cut a record from side to side, so with the ride, the glide, so be much safer than a suicide. Soul control, beat is the father of your rock and roll. Music for what you for which, and you call a bad man. Making a music, I'm music, but you can't do it, you know. You call them demo,
but we ride demos too.
What you gonna do? Rap is not afraid of you. Beat is for Sonny Bono,
beat is for Ed Waldo.
Run the MC, for city, DJ couldn't be a band. Stand on his own feet, get you on your seat. Beat is for Eric, beat LL as well, hell.
Wax is for Anthrax,
still like your rock bell. Ever forever, universal and will sell. Time for me to exit, Terminator X.
Anthrax and Public Enemy with Bring the Noise. Hey, Tanner, we are back, and we are into round two and round three.
Man, this game has gotten a little bit more complicated than what we thought.
Oh, yeah. Well, unfortunately, most of the hip-hop has been eliminated.
Oh, man, that's fucked up, man.
I voted for Ice Cube just to get him in there, because there's a possibility now. See, the first round was selected randomly. I had no control over it. So, you know, that's why I kind of wondered if we should have done just like an eight bracket hip hop, then an eight bracket metal, and then had them go against each other. You know.
Yeah, that probably would have been better.
Probably would have been a better idea. But, folks, we don't put that much time into the show.
We don't think about this ahead of time.
We don't think about this ahead of time.
We just jump into it and
hit the drum, I get wicked.
No, where
is you're fired.
Where is it? Where is it?
Move this man!
All right, second round, first matchup, Suicidal Tendencies versus Cannibal Corpse. Oh, my goodness.
I already know where I'm going.
Nightbud Fairyhawk, where do you think you're going?
I want to hear the music first.
Well, goddamn it. Hold on, delayed reaction.
You are gay!
That was almost the same fucking note.
You have that ingrained into your memory, dude. You fucking know that by what?
By what? By force. By force and horts.
Okay, so it is... What, Suicidal?
It's Suicidal.
Not that one. I'm not drinking! Here's the design! You're the one who's drinking! Here's the design! Versus... Cannibal Corpse. It's a tough decision, kids.
You know, and the bad thing about this whole discussion
what?
Is that, like, you know how, like, on some discussions usually fall back towards on age.
Right.
You're like, oh, man, well, he did that before that, and he was groundbreaking. And he did that before he did that before he was groundbreaking, you know.
Right.
And,
yeah, I really don't know
But you can't do that with these
I don't know
two
how Suicidal
because,
would influence Cannibal Corpse.
Because they couldn't. They right. couldn't. They couldn't influence each other on anything.
Yeah.
It's like fucking perforated fucking paper, you know. They're the holes in the dots, you know. It's like,
what? Right.
I mean, the paper and the dots, I guess.
What is your vote, sir?
I'm going with Cannibal Corpse.
All right. Barnum?
I like the harder shit.
I know. I want to go towards Cannibal Corpse, too, but, man, I fucking love Suicidal Tendencies.
Well, that's hard decisions.
I'm going to Suicidal Tendencies. But, man, fuck, man.
Ow!
Oh, sorry. I did pop that right there. I'm sorry.
You popped the fuck in my ear. Ow!
Man.
Cannibal Corpse, sir.
Paper
action. Okay, here's a hip-hop right here. Here's hip hop that survived the first round. Let's pull this up. Let me stall so I can actually pull this up. Wu-Tang. Shorty's running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglected for now, but yo, it has to be accepted. That what? The life is hectic. Wu-Tang versus Slayer. Step outside yourself and let your mind go. Frozen eyes stare deep in your mind. Oh, this is going to be a hard one for Barnum, I can tell. Well, I don't know. Barnum's not that big of a Slayer fan.
No, but it's the Slayer song that I picked, and I like that song a lot.
Oh, schnookaduckies.
But I listen to more Wu-Tang CDs and Slayer CDs.
Well, you should
make your
decision.
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang?
I'm going to get beat up.
I'm going with the fucking Angel of Death.
Huh?
Slayer on this one.
Yeah.
Folks. Even,
I mean, it's not.
Who was Wu-Tang against last time?
Wu-Tang was against House of Pain. That was the hip-hop versus hip-hop.
Yeah, I did pick Wu-Tang. Yeah.
Well, Slayer
See,
advances.
I like Wu-Tang because it puts me in that place for skateboarding.
The only part of... The
like,
only
it's like, oh,
See,
man.
Even if I skateboarded like, for a little bit, and I still skateboarded to fucking metal.
Yeah.
Well, like...
The only part of...
There's
of,
certain times you skateboard to metal is when you know the trick.
The best part about Wu-Tang was first
rap,
Old Dirty Bastard press conference. I don't know if you ever heard Old Dirty Bastard press conference. It's just ridiculous. And when Dave
so
Chappelle
much.
Would just... Like bust up on white people and be like, Wu-Tang! But Slayer advances. All right, next battle is
what?
Slayer advances.
Really,
Slayer?
You're we
what?
Okay? You're not
what?
You
should
can't
I vote
be...
for the band? I for the group I don't like.
You can't be like can't be one of the judges anymore.
You're racist.
You're racist.
Whatever you say goes.
Well. If you guys voted Wu-Tang, and I would have voted
We need
Slayer.
To have more voters next time.
Well, we still need an odd number, though. So
okay.
We need two more votes.
People that listen on the show, if you're listening, if you've taken this abuse to your earlobes for this long, please call in and join down on the games.
I almost said the old number. 314-444-7444. 314-292-9159.
Okay,
sorry,
let's do it slow.
314. 2.
I don't know the rest of the number.
292-9159. 5-9. All right. Next battle.
Oh, man. You should have just said...
Now the police are going to call.
Oh, my gosh.
The police.
So I like that band.
All right, folks. It is Sepultura. To the one sunk in your trust. A trap in every word. One more territory. Versus Pantera. Pantera. You guys shouldn't have put Pantera in here, I'll tell you what. Guess what I'm going to do?
Because I would go Sepultura. I like Sepultura more than Pantera.
Really?
Really?
Sounds like a big old bunch of pussy to me.
We have to go with Pantera, kids.
They're like five guys that right. loved each other and hated each other. And they people died. It's their band, man. That's it. Damn.
Uh-oh. Somebody's calling into the show.
We have somebody calling into the show?
Well, they did call in the show, and I didn't pick up it quick enough. Let me call them back.
Hey, we're going to call you back.
We're calling you back,
hey,
caller.
Make sure you turn your speakers off around you.
Yeah. Caller, turn down your radio. Here we go.
Oh, damn. Okay. Oh, what? What is that special noise?
Because I'm special.
Hello, my name is Ryan.
Hello.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, Sadie.
Sadie?
How you doing?
How are you doing?
Hey.
Do we happen to know you, by the way?
Barnum does.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Who is this? Oh, yeah, Sadie. What's up? How are you?
Yeah, you had to think about that.
I'm drunk. Shut up.
So why don't you be like a tiebreaker? Actually, you couldn't be, but
for what? For the?
Do you have a vote? Do you have an opinion on this atrocity?
I'm going with Slayer.
She's like Slayer, whatever it is, Slayer.
She's cool as shit,
I
man.
I just tuned in though.
Oh, okay.
The show started at 10.
Oh no! Yeah, here's the it's national, so we have to say 10 Eastern because. Oh. Fuckers in Boston.
Barnum told me.
Oh.
No, I told you 9.
Told me 10.
No, it's 9 o'clock.
It's 10 East, 9 Central.
It's always
eight,
been 9. It's been 9
mountain.
For 2.5 years.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna forget 9.
Oh, no. Drunk. Okay. Drunken Anna wants to say something. Yes?
Yes, I. No, is it not?
All right,
exactly.
Oh, here she goes.
All right, here she goes. She's warmed up.
Anna, say something.
Well, no, I don't hear it.
You don't hear it?
You
oh, you're not plugged in no more.
Yeah, you're not plugged in anymore.
We took No, you're
Anna,
not. You're
Anna
right.
can't hear her fucking Anna. Voice.
No, you got to listen Anna, to it stop. Through this.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen to... Yeah. Anna is Bo Banna, I'll tell you what. She's throwing the speakers around. She's pissed the fuck off.
I'm so violently pissed, you don't even know. I'm like slashing throats and pulling over... Beatboxes.
Pulling over beatboxes.
I don't even know what a beatbox is, but I'm throwing it over. You better believe that.
All right, your microphone is going back down. Sadie, do you have anything else to say to the good folks listening national, worldwide?
Worldwide?
I figured I'd just call because I felt kind of sorry for you guys.
What?
What?
Oh, that was awesome.
I feel sorry for you.
Fuck you!
No, that's awesome though.
Sadie, this is for you.
Fuck you!
All right, thanks. Thanks for nothing.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right, later.
All righty.
That was awesome.
I feel Pity sorry call. For you guys.
All right, next battle is. The last one of this round.
This round is still going on?
Well, yeah, because we keep getting calls and Anna Bobana and pizza coming in.
Yeah, that pizza, man. I'm telling y'all. Free commercial. Frotchies.
Ice you. My hoes licking nuts like steps. One bump the music for the yaps. But Ice Cube had more amps. Get in, bitch. Because I had the jam more. And I don't want to hear shit about a tambour. Give me the nappy and make me happy. Versus Mastodon.
sorry. I gotta go Mastodon.
Yeah.
I was gonna go Ice Cube.
Yeah, I got more out.
Ice Cube wins.
Ice Cube wins, folks. I'm making the
really
tough decision.
You just beat out. Oh my gosh.
I've loved Ice Cube longer than Mastodon.
I heard that.
Yeah. All right, round three. This is the semifinals. Barnum is crying. Barnum is man crying. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
All right, round three, semifinals. Cannibal Corpse versus Slayer. We need to make a decision.
Oh, shit, for real?
Cannibal Corpse versus Slayer. I'm not going to play the music again because we just played it.
I'm going to go
Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah, Cannibal Corpse, folks. All right. Pantera versus Ice Cube.
Gee, it goes back to metal, man. Okay, so Pantera is going to win.
Yeah.
I like how you thought about that, though.
I did. I did think about it. And
I'm going to go play poker.
Now, Barnum is thoroughly disgusted with this whole situation. Folks, we tried.
There's no groundbreaking evidence of anything that we've learned upon this.
If you think this show.
No leeway of any form of.
If you happen to think this show is not very good, guess what? You're not doing a show, are you?
No, you can suck it.
You're sitting on your butt rubbing your balls.
You're just sitting there getting drunk like us, but we got microphones.
Yeah, and pizza and girls who are drunk. And girls who are not drunk. More non-drunk girls than drunk girls. But
there's girls.
Please! We're about to get drunk.
All right. Cannibal Corpse versus Pantera.
All the girls
Pantera
in the house
wins.
Say, hell yeah, Cannibal Corpse.
Ladies. No, you got to sound more girly like.
Oh
yeah, like,
oh, man. They don't do that here.
They don't do that.
Yeah.
Man. That ain't fair.
Man,
ladies and gentlemen, the winner.
They will beat your ass.
The winner of tonight's battle is, as always should be, Pantera.
Yeah, see, that's why I think that fucking group shouldn't be put into this fucking.
Exactly, that's why we
should have been guys. Like I was saying.
We should have excluded, like, the top 10 metal bands.
And
it
should have
the
top 10 rap bands, too.
Well, no.
There you go.
No.
All right.
Pantera should be taken out of that mix.
Yeah, it's like Led Zeppelin and all the fucking 70s bands.
Oh, man.
Who wins?
I don't like Led Zeppelin, though.
Say, man.
All right.
Kids. Hey, we need some short, hot chick that knows about music
with big bubbles,
and send pictures of your titties, and
satanarchy.radio@gmail.com.
Satanarchy.radio. Because we're on quicksand.
@gmail.com.
When you help us out.
I think we need some good old sludge to fucking cleanse our palates, folks.
And some titties.
And some titties, but more importantly, some sludge. This is Caius with Green Machine.
Quicksand sucks.
We'll be right back with a countdown.
Titties rule.
And I'm gonna tape Barton's mouth
breathe.
Shut. Bye. We'll be right back.
Peace.
That was, who was that? That was Caius with Green Machine.
Damn, dude, I just had a whole second relapse of, like, in the middle of a conversation, in the middle of something else that was going on and shit like that. We're, like, right back into the show. It's like, hell yeah.
3, 2, 1, go!
Go! Right now.
Folks, we got a countdown right here, like we do every night, every Wednesday night. Tell your friends about Zaytanarchy. Tell them how.
Fuck.
What did you do?
You sat there for an hour. Sometimes I might even go
over
two.
What'd you do?
It's all wound up.
Oh, look, he's going to get stupider than the cord.
Boo.
Please don't get stupider than the cord. You're supposed to be the second guy.
I'll count down tonight 6 factors that secretly influence who you have sex with.
He did. He just got stupider than the cord.
He's
a fucking man.
He rage quit.
No, you gotta listen to it on the speakers.
Listen to it on the speakers, alright? Don't worry about it. Because you're drunk and I turned you down.
Yeah.
Well, you're an asshole. He turned me down because I'm drunk. He is an asshole.
We always have a super drunk on the show, and tonight it's Anna.
Well, okay. Yeah. I'll take it. Yeah. Round of applause. Thank you.
By the way, Anna, I must say that tonight your hair looks good.
Fucking live, because I don't know if you're kidding or not.
She has a live mic. She goes and grabs Nightbutt's mic.
Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
You gave me the exit to tell
because you got headphones that don't work.
Oh,
I'm not crazy.
You couldn't hear anything because you had headphones that don't work on.
All right, kids, let's get to this countdown and get this fucking out of here. 6 factors that secretly influence who you have sex with.
Born with a vagina.
No. Statistics indicate that more and more frequently, hookups are turning into meaningful relationships.
Huh.
While that might sound like a snazzy pickup line, it actually means you might marry someone because of the color of the shirt
or your
she
slut
was wearing the night you met her. According to science, the world around you is dangerously full of
and
hidden full. See, microphone down. Microphone goes down.
Hey,
the world is full of dangerously aphrodisiacs that can land you in bed and even a long-term relationship with someone who's totally wrong for you. The number 6 reason? Fear. Science says, did you see a comedy or a horror movie on your first date? The answer to that question can determine who you end up sleeping with more than any other important factor you pay attention to. We tend to think that emotions such as fear and anger cause our hearts to speed up, according to 2-factor theory of emotions.
Dude, I'm about to get beat up over here.
Uh-oh, Anna is pissed.
Only because he's a vagina.
So fear, what's the basic fucking point of this here? In a study by Donald G. Dutton and Arthur P. Arron, 2 groups of males were approached by an attractive female research assistant and were asked to fill out a survey. One group was approached on a solid railed footbridge, and the other was approached on a very ranky, jangly bridge.
Give me the footbridge.
The bridge featured a 230-foot drop to rock shallow rapids below. The men dangled hundreds of feet above certain death were just as likely to stop for the hot lady asking them to do paperwork. Also, they tended to provide more sexual answers to the open-ended questions on the form they filled out. In other words, if they were in danger, they got hot. They're like, I'm all gonna die. I gotta spread my seed. That's basically what it says. What do you think about that?
I can see it.
Basically, if a man was in fear, he was more sexual.
Right, because he needs to spread his seeds right
before
he dies.
There was, you know what, though? I can almost see that, though, because...
Oh,
like,
shit, you want to bust your shit out
I've
of
worked
place,
in places
like,
with,
gone.
Like, one or two women, and, like, the first day you see them, you're like, oh, my God, dude, like, are they really fucking married? And then, like...
And then
who
like,
would marry them?
Right. And then after 6 months of working with them and seeing like the same 70 guys and those only two girls, and
yeah,
then
you're like this.
Eh,
you're like,
I might fuck that.
You're like, oh, baby.
And then like after a couple of years, you're like, dude, I totally want to hit that. So yeah, I can see that.
Number 5, The Color Red, as Anna screams over her microphones. A few years ago, a study found that men tended to be attracted to women who were wearing red. Participants in the study were... Oh, fuck. Anna is stumbling and bumbling.
Look, let me get that phone. Grab her phone. Who's the last person to talk to?
Shut it.
Huh? Yeah, tell her to come pick her up. Yeah.
Was she going to the bar? She's
gonna come
fucking
back,
drunk
back.
And she's going to the bar?
Yeah, she's
going to
be Alicia.
Sweet.
So, to continue with the countdown, folks, while we try to get Anna not to kill herself. Men tended to be attracted to women who were wearing red. Participants in the study were shown various pictures of women in different colors. The key was that researchers snuck in more than one photo of a certain woman wearing different tones. You would think that if men found a woman to be unattractive in one color, she would be unattracted in another color. Nope. It didn't matter whether the picture of the woman they saw in blue was the same person or digitally changed to be wearing red. The redder picture was almost always rated as sexier.
Fire crotch.
Yeah.
Fire crotch.
I completely missed out.
So
fire crotch.
Okay, they showed pictures of women, right?
All right.
And they showed the same woman in blue and the same woman in red.
Right.
And they found the woman in red more attractive, even though it's the same woman.
Because it pops out as red, which
because
is
because of baboon ass. Look at that.
Yeah, that boy. That's an inflamed baboon ass.
Oh, I have hemorrhoids.
That's a hole. That's a hole of the baboons.
Basically, all you need to know is if there's red on the head, they're fire in the bed.
Whoop, whoop. And here's another thing you need to know. If I can find
Boom it. Move this man!
What a fucking terrible joke that was. We're on ComedyPipe.com, after all.
ComedyPipe.com.
You know how long I've been waiting to cut a nigga with a sword?
I think we're all too drunk right now.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty drunk, dude.
Number 4 reason:
I'm
your
not drunk.
Ear and forearm. The brain is a really complex organ, and so was saying that sentence. But after decades of studying it, most psychologists and neurologists feel comfortable making a couple of generalizations, namely that the left side of the brain handles verbal information and is tuned into positive emotions, while the right side concentrates on non-verbal stimuli and more negative emotions. They also know that information that goes into your left ear is handled by your right brain. So, armed with this information, psychologists in Italy devised a study that tested how the different sides of your brain process information.
I don't believe that.
It's true.
I don't believe it.
It is. Wait, what they found is that requests are 50% more successful when heard from the right ear than the left.
Okay, well...
Hey, Barton, come here. Give me some money. Okay, I'm trying the other side. Give me money.
Come here, baby. Let me whisper in your...
In the right ear.
In your right ear.
That's why if you... Basically, it says if you touch the girl in the right ear and touch her right forearm, you'll get better responses. Anna Bobana.
Here comes drunk Anna back.
It's on.
I just like to say that I'm from Iola, Kansas, and all I have to say is Rock Chalk Jayhawk, go KU! Woo! Thank you, fellas.
All right.
Boo this man! No!
She's not a man. It's a woman. She's a woman. Boo this woman.
I'll have to make one that says boo
Boo This Woo Man.
Boo This Woo Man.
Number three, the taste in a kiss can influence who you bang.
And
yes, so don't eat fucking zinc drops and drink Mountain Dew.
Oh, wow. Missy just showed up. Melissa, I'm sorry. She don't like Missy. Oh.
Okay, so let's go back to the...
Let's go back to what?
Taste of a sweet kiss.
A taste of the sweet kiss. Science says there's a cluster of chromosomes present in the body called MHC that control part of the immune system. And when you're out looking for someone to breed with, MHC is probably the most influential aspect of a partner that you don't know you're judging. MHC controls the ability to fight off infection. And if you breed with someone whose MHC is similar to your own, the pregnancy is less likely to take. Finding someone whose MHC is different means a more diverse immune system.
Anna's going to die.
Anna's going to die.
She did. We just tried a million ways.
We just
to fucking keep her not from dying. Right. But now she's gonna be on that show a thousand ways to die.
Oh man!
You got to just take her keys.
I think we're gonna abort the countdown because there's more serious issues.
Yep.
But this is comedy pipe. We gotta make a joke out of it.
Hey, she's gonna die.
I don't know what we. Well, why? What is it that fucking thing in your head that makes you think you can drive when you're drunk?
I don't know. I don't use it as soon as I have my first.
You know
beer.
What? Maybe we should have said something to her in her right ear.
Anna, you're drunk.
I took the keys out of her right hand.
That shit ain't right.
See? There's jokes in everything.
There's jokes in anything.
So I love midgets.
I love midgets.
See? There's jokes in that.
Well,
but you know what?
Duh.
I do love midgets.
I've tried to love a midget.
Alright, we're going to call the show.
They like to be called
we're
going to
call the show Pray for Anna.
Pray for Anna.
Pray for Anna. Even though
I don't know if I like that.
Even though 2/3 of us are atheists, I still say pray for Anna. Alright.
I got that 60th percentile.
Next week, we're going to be back. I'm sorry, kids. We're going to be back. Because 3D has yet to say we can't be on the show anymore. We can't be on his channel. So guess what? We're going to be back, you fuckers, with episode 93.
I like the smell of your feet.
I like the Wizard of Oz.
I like cheese.
I like the Tin Man.
I love cheese.
I love cheese, too.
I think that might be the name of the show. I love cheese. Ladies and gentlemen, episode 92 is out of here. I love
cheese.
Malevolent Creation with Manic Demise.
Y'all have a great night. God bless.
Be back next week.
Or I never.
Dun, dun, dun. Tiger is deep in last surgery.